amazing. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, he's the grandson, so. Everybody right. in my house, by the day you turn 18, you got to go register to vote.
Rite of passage. I love that.
All right. Now, could you just start with your name?
Hi, I'm Regina.
All right. And could you spell that for us?
R-E-G-I-N-A.
All right. And now, so we have this scale here for the voting system. Whether you completely trust it, it's going to be a 10. Completely distrust, it's going to be a 0. So if you were to take this slider, where would you put yourself on the scale?
Where would I put myself right now on this 10? About voting?
Yes. About the trust in the voting process,
about
the system.
Actually, a 9.
All right. And why did you put yourself there?
Because I think it's a rite of passage for everybody to be able to vote and to know about voting. And I've been registered to vote since the day I turned 18. I've voted every presidential election, and I'm 60 and voting again. And when Barack Obama became president, I was registering people to vote, and my mother had never voted a day in her life, and I registered her to vote for the first time. Then the next election year, she died on election day, but it didn't keep me from going to vote. It didn't keep me from having the confidence and being able to get out there and vote.
Well, that's an awesome story. Now, for people who are maybe towards the distrust end, is there anything you want to say to them, kind of encourage them to trust in the vote?
Can I get my water?
Yeah, it is. I really want to just encourage everybody to let them know, if you don't vote, how do you feel as though your voice is going to be heard? In order for your voice to be heard, you got to get out here and come off of this end and at least get to at least right here, get somewhere in the middle to be able to be trusting in whoever that you so choose to vote. You might not have to vote. You don't have to vote independent, Democrat, or Republican. Just get out and vote.
And now for the second half of our kind of interview process, we have the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. So if these kids here that are on the picture were here right now, how would you explain to them why it's important to vote?
I would tell them that your school lunch program depends on you getting out to vote. If you want to be able to keep having your school lunch programs and your little programs that you do at school, gym, music, and stuff like that, get out and vote. Get out and vote, or else you're just going to be stuck in a class doing nothing.
Yeah. And so the second question is then, how would you describe to them how you vote?
I would make a little mock voting booth and let them see and go through the process themselves by getting to pick one of themselves to be the president for the class a day is what I would do.
All right, that's awesome. Is there anything else you would like to add? All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.